Is unity about making someone like you?
Is unity about someone liking you? Now, that's an interesting question.
Is it about being likable?
Well, yes and no. I think there's a massive no, and that's the obvious answer.
Yeah.
Welcome to This Is Us podcast. I'm your host, Thomas Hansen, and my wife and I have the honor of serving alongside an amazing team as lead pastors of Hillsong Church in Denmark and Malmö. This podcast is a collection of short episodes regarding life, leadership, and culture. If you haven't done so already, please click follow and subscribe. And as always, if you find this to be valuable, feel free to share it with others. Well, welcome to this special episode of This Is Us. You know, this podcast is for our team, it's by our team. And today we have Nana Rygaard. Rygaard. She's back with us. And it's going to lead the charge. Nana, over to you.
Thank you. Hello. It's good to be back. Is unity about making someone like you?
Is unity about someone liking you? Now, that's an interesting question.
Is it about being likable?
Well, yes and no. I think there's a massive no. And that's the obvious answer.
Yeah.
That unity has to go beyond likability. It has to go beyond preferences. It has to go beyond all that. And especially if you belong to an ideological organization like a church or an NGO or something that has a cause-driven organization. Because then what is uniting us is not your personality, your style. What's uniting us is the greater cause, the greater why of why we do what we do, the greater purpose. So our unity is not based on, is Thomas a good preacher or is whatever. You know, our unity ultimately under the name of Hillsong is under the name of Jesus. When that has been said, though, I do think that when it comes to unity, there is also a way, and that's where church is just different because there are so many different churches. And there are a lot of churches that are doing the right thing, but just in different ways. And I think sometimes people find themselves inside a church and it's like we believe in the same thing, we unite around the same thing, but what they're really working against, what they're like butting heads against, or what they're scraping themselves on is how we do things. And that really comes down to preferences. And, you know, if that is what's going to determine your lean in or your unity with this place, man, you might need to find yourself a different place. And it's not that we disagree in theologically. We believe in the right thing, but there's also just different ways of doing things. And as we said before, like unity is not uniformity. We need different churches. Yeah. Our church does church in one way and other churches do things in a different way. And so us changing to become like other churches, well, that's one of us is, you know, doesn't need to be around then. You know, we will do things our way and other people will do things their way. And we need both because we're reaching different people. But if your unity is based on preferences, then you need to find a place that fits your preferences, which sounds harsh.
No, yeah, but it's interesting. It's interesting. And I don't know if unity in reality should be about preferences.
No.
Should that dictate it?
No, it shouldn't. But that's why I answer like that. Initially, the answer is no, it shouldn't. But at the same time, we have so many different churches.
Yeah.
So you can still feel called to ministry or still feel called to build church. But there is also a level of you kind of got to like where we are building church, who's building church, like who the leaders are. You kind of got to like how we're doing church. If those things are constant points of irritation, I don't know if your soul's ever going to be happy.
I'm not sure I agree, though.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So what would you say to someone that, you know, is on your team, but they don't really like you, like your personality? And would you not say, maybe you should join a different team?
I don't know. It's probably the less dramatic way to do it. It'll save us both some hurt.
I mean, I'm all for having the conversation.
Yeah.
Like, I love it. I love a good, awkward conversation. It's good. I mean, I'm all
get
about
out there.
Get those elephants out. Let's go hunt some elephants. At the same time, you know, like most often those elephant chases, they end up the same. And that is agree to disagree, perhaps.
P- Perhaps. Perhaps. Now you say agree to disagree. How do we outwork that in real life? Because it can't just be we agree to disagree, you should find another team. You should find another church.
No, definitely not. We should be addressing it. Like we should be asking the right questions. Because what you don't know is just a question you haven't asked yet. So we should be digging down and go, well, what is the point of difference here? What is it? And that's, you know, I've often talked about, you know, you've got dogma, you've got doctrine, you've got disciplines. Mm. And we can agree in the dogma.
Yeah.
And most churches, we agree in the dogma. We can agree on most doctrines. But then it comes down to the disciplines. It comes down to the outworking of our doctrine and our dogmas. And so it is asking that question of going, okay, what are the constant point? What are the friction points here? And if we can get down to, well, actually, it's just a matter of preference. Well, then really, then it's a bigger question. It's not a big question. Then the question is just, can you look past that?
Yeah.
Can you, as a team member, as a church member, as a whatever, can you look past your personal preferences?
Do you believe more in the vision of where the church is going than?
Yeah. Whenever we have, you know, guests in our church and they're looking for a new church, or, you know, they've moved to town, they're looking for a church. You know, I would, you know, a lot of people come to our church because their friends are in our church, but I'm like, man, you cannot build your church alliance just because your friends are here.
Mm.
Because what if your friends leave? You got to look at what's the vision of the church, what's the mission, what are we trying to achieve, but also how do we do church?
Yeah.
Do you agree? Do you like it? You know, because if it's down to that level and you're like, yeah, I agree with you, I just don't like it.
Mm.
Well, why don't we find you a place where you actually like it then?
Where you like it and agree.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I have a few more questions for you.
Bring them.
Is we are who we are an excuse of flipping responsibilities from leaders to volunteers?
Nice. Nice. It's realizing we're all leaders. So we're not flipping it, we're just expanding it. Because the leaders are just as responsible as the volunteers. Most of our leaders are volunteers. But the whole idea is that we're all leaders, and it's seeing that we are part of the solution rather than having an attitude where I'm just sitting back and someone else is serving church for me. And I think it's the, you know, it's the 21st century consumer idea of church. I'm coming into a product. I'm coming into a franchise. I'm coming into a program. And it's like, no, church is not an event. Church is not a program. Church is people. And if church is people and every person is a brick, a living stone, as Peter says it, or a brick, as Paul says it, you know, if we are all the stones that are making up this building called church, well, then who you are is very important, because then we as bricks are who we are as a building, and then we are who we are.
It's a good answer.
Thanks. I liked it too.
Yeah. feel pretty good about myself.
Yeah, I feel pretty good. I'm going to have a sip of coffee now. Thank you for listening to This Is Us podcast. Whether you listen to them as an individual or as a team, we hope that they add value to you. Make sure to click follow or subscribe so you don't miss any episodes. Thank you for joining us. We are who we are. This is us.